Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, are our two fantastic websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. This is the last live broadcast, I think, unless something changes or something happens, whatever, of before Christmas. And I want to start by wishing everybody happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. The Hanukkah is a celebration of the oil in the temple lasting, there's only a day's worth, but it lasted 8 days. And that's where Hanukkah comes from. That's why the eight candles. It occurred when the Greek invaders went to the temple and on the Holy of Holies sacrificed a pig, one of the, you know, darn near ultimate slaps in the face to the Israelite people, to the God of Israel, to the temple, all of the above. It spurred such conviction and such passion that Israel then took back the temple, cleansed the temple, and there was only 1 day left of oil to light the temple when they needed it the last 8 days for other oil to get there. It lasted all the 8 days. The ultimate desecrations, darn near ultimate desecrations, have been occurring on this country, on our Holy of Holies, on our altar. The pigs have been slaughtered on the altar. Abortion is, you know, most every major community in America. Missouri has no abortion clinics now. And I think maybe the one in St. Louis is still fighting, but Missouri has none. Which is a big deal to have a state with none. Other states, I think, are close. I don't follow the back and forth because they go to court and then God, you know, that turns into a 5-year fight, whatever. But our children are sacrificed on the altar of what? Liberty? You know, they take our altar in America, like, you know, our altar of independence, our altar of freedom. So they take that freedom, they take the Bill of Rights and use it to destroy the Bill of Rights and use it as an excuse to think now we're going to put our unborn children on these altars and slaughter them. With it comes pedophilia is right behind. Pedophilia is not a biggest deal to our destruction because it's, you know, it's not like it's open. It's getting open, but in the open, we support it. We pay for it. All the above. We are not screaming bloody murder about it is abortion. That is the bigger deal, in my opinion, for our judgment, for our culture, for our way of life. I had a pretty long discussion with my cousin yesterday. She was lamenting when she was a child, when we were children, we would play. You know, now she barely will let her son go to Walmart. You know, she's watching him like hawks. She feels like she needs a leash because of all the stories and all the things she hears. And I replied to her, Lisa, if unborn children have no value, then life has no value. If life has no value, then this is what happens. What do you think happens? When you send your children to school, they are taught Darwinism with no scientific basis, none whatsoever, zero, zero. There is zero evidence of macroevolution. What I mean by macro is, you know, monkeys turning into people, mankind, humans. There's zero hard evidence of it, zero. Now, obviously, there's a lot of microevolution, like a group of turtles or whatever in the Galapagos Island. They'll develop within an ecosystem. They'll adapt, survival of the fittest kind of things, and they start to change over time. Microevolution. Macroevolution, there is zero evidence of it. But yet it was taught in our schools since the turn of the 20th or turn of the 19th century into the 20th century. Started to make it into rural areas, and then by the 60s, the push, the clamor was so loud to get rid of prayer in school and this idea that we're children of a creator. We are a creation society by the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence declares it is our charter. We hold these truths self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. We are a creationist society. Everything is based on it. And you think, well, we don't want to argue about religion. This is where the law, the legality in America merges with the spiritual, eternal covenant in the Bible and with our creator and with the universe. So this is not just about arguing about a different religion. This is about the foundation of our rights and of civil society and of a moral society and of a peaceful society. Because if our rights do not come from a creator, then where do they come from? I have strived, the show has strived for the better part of 4 years now, to scream from the mountaintops this fact. And so then in the early 60s, the push in the courts were so corrupt, we allowed the conviction and the separation of our children and the mindset that they are children of and responsible to a creator. Got out of school. Darwinism went crazy with no scientific basis whatsoever. None, none, none. I challenge anybody. Please present me with some. Please present me some hard evidence of macroevolution's validity. Please. So then religion shouldn't be taught in school. The greatest humanist religion there is taught in school every day. And we're sitting here on our hands, too shy to turn the other cheek, too cowardly, too ignorant, too lacking courage, too whatever, put in your word, to defy this ridiculousness. And then we point our finger and blame other people. They're doing this, they're doing that. We have done it to ourselves. This is where we're at. I'm going to play a clip. If I can pull it up here. This is de Blasio. And we talked about, this is going on right now, and I got some other stories. Michael Rechtenwald will be here later, author of a fantastic book about 1984, the COVID. I'll get the exact title. The 1984 of the COVID era thought criminal. That's the book. He, of course, got kicked out of NYU for disturbing the peace, so to speak. Anyway, we'll get to him the second hour. First hour, we're going to have news. Uncle Kevin's going to be here. But this is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen to the words of the Mayor de Blasio.
Change the distribution of resources. I like to say very bluntly, our mission is to redistribute wealth. A lot of people bristle at that phrase. That is, in fact, the phrase we need to use. We have been doing this work for 7 years.
7 years, we've been trying to redistribute wealth. The definition of social justice is equal distribution of opportunities, money, and resources in a society. Opportunities, how do you equally divide opportunities? Well, you make everybody equally poor, equally destitute. Have you ever seen the movie Hunger Games? Equal distribution of wealth is a communist clarion call that the government knows better than you, and they decide how to distribute wealth, as opposed to our creator endowing you with individuality, with the mandate, the universal mandate of liberty, of freedom, and of opportunity for you to use your endowment, use your creative ability, use your talent and intelligence to take care of yourself, to take care of yourself. Because before there was governments, there was people. If you want to go back, the metaphor, the stories in the Bible, the Adam and Eve. Let's go back, Adam and Eve. So Adam and Eve are there. Is the government there to take care of them? No. So there is a natural universal mandate that Adam and Eve can use their God-given endowment to build wealth, to create wealth, to pursue happiness, to pursue truth. If you don't have the ability to pursue happiness, you don't have the ability to discover truth. For the greatest mission, the greatest source of happiness, our founders theorized. I mean, this is all in their writings. This is, it's so profound what they did. It is a verified miracle what happened in the 1770s in this country. A miracle. And we should always hold it as such. The theory was that you could only be happy if you could pursue truth. So you had to have the pursuit of happiness. And with that is property. Because property, the world, in the Bible is given to us by dominion. And we have there is no value to us because we are the highest level of creation. Dominion has been given to us. So all of creation's purpose fits in the realm of our liberty. That's so says the Bible. You see how this is antithesis to the Communist Manifesto, to all these philosophies, to climate change, to global warming, all these doctrines, sustainable development, the United Nations. It is anathema. They are polar opposites. They are black and white. They are mutually exclusive. And so now this idea of being able to redistribute wealth, it is sin. And America used to know this. And the preachers used to say this in America. Billy Sunday said if they get rid of prayer in school, he said it in the early 1900s, there'll be blood in the streets. Well, just wait 3, 4, 5 decades from when he said that. And there was just, you know, people like my grandmother yelling about the Jews down the street trying to get prayer at school. And that's it. That was it. My grandma was irate. My grandpa was probably, you know, whatever, Sharitha. whatever. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Just let's go on. You know, let's just live our lives. The life's not so bad. Whatever. What's the big deal? We'll pray with them at home. And this is why we've gotten to this point. The enemies are not at the gate. They are inside the gate. And the only things that will redeem us is the mercy of God, of our Creator, and the conviction that we have hold to truths, to self-evident truths. That is it. That is it. But that is everything, and that's all we need. Uncle Kevin's joining us. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
And yes, it is.
One of the best analogies I ever heard about monkeys evolving, I mean people evolving from monkeys, is take a car completely apart, put it in an airplane, fly it up in the air at 10,000 feet, drop all the parts out, and then magically have it put back together when it hits the ground. That's about as much chance as you have as we came from monkeys.
Well, James Perloff wrote the book Tornado in the Junkyard, and I think that's kind of the same thing you're saying. That's basically taking a tornado in a junkyard and flying everything around together, and all of a sudden a car comes out of it.
Exactly.
Kind of what you're saying.
That's the biggest bunch of garbage I've heard in.
Well, it is
in
a destruction.
21 years on this earth.
Not only is it the destruction of our connection to our Creator, it becomes a destruction of law because they're the same thing. That's what I've been trying to stamp into everybody's mind. There's certain things that I know. There's certain values, certain reasons I am here. And this is one of them. This is one of them, ladies and gentlemen, because that idea destroys in the child. What's a child supposed to think now? See, now they tell them, well, you don't have a gender. You can choose your gender. You see where this is going? So all of creation is going to be destroyed and remade. So they're taking a tornado to creation, not to a junkyard. They're taking it to creation, and they want to stir it up, and then they have something in mind to make out of it. That's where we are. Burisma admits in court that it bribed Joe and Hunter Biden. This is big news. Crickets on corporate media. Crickets. A developing story about the case of Ukrainian gas holding company Burisma against People's Deputy of Ukraine has revealed that Burisma did in fact bribe Joe and Hunter Biden with large cash payments. The lawsuit came up and these facts were going out. Burisma did not dispute any of them. They did not dispute the payments whatsoever in the lawsuit. They ended up settling and whatever on different areas. They did not dispute these facts. The only dispute, they disputed the amount. They said it was a different amount. Then this is
they probably had to pay him more.
yeah. They asked us for more.
You robbed us. They wanted billions, not millions.
Yeah, they wanted more. Yeah, you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
Another story put together with de Blasio, put together with everything we're saying. Credit card company blacklists American Family Association from donation processing. We've talked about this. I'll just read the story. The socially conservative organization, American Family Association, is taking legal action against the processor for religious discrimination. The force was recently forced to change the credit card companies after one cut off service, apparently over the group's pro-life, pro-family views. AFA President Tim Wildman wrote that they was using the unidentified company. God, these articles. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. These articles are so hard to read. Without warning, overnight, first week of December, during Christmas, when their donations are probably going to be the most, it was cut off. Biden is the quote-unquote president-elect, so to speak, from the Electoral College, and all hell is breaking loose in all these little things. ATF has just wrote a letter saying that certain pistols that were legal now are illegal to own. And it's vague. It's as vague as a gray sky on a November morning when it looks like it's going to be snow. That's how vague this ATF letter is. So everything that we have talked about, the financial system, you know, cracking down. So it's not so much. So you're being discriminated against because your views. This AFA, American Family Association, has pro-life views out of the blue. Look, we got our credit card. You know the problems we've had with our credit card processor. That's why one of the reasons, you know, people complain about us having PayPal. And we do have a couple different avenues now. But one of the reasons we use PayPal, because they don't care if we sell, you know, the nutritional supplements that we sell. They don't care. We you know, and I almost say, well, you always have a choice. Okay, well, the choice, we believe it there for you. The choice is yours. You can use PayPal, you can use the other one. We went to two or three processors, but they never did it without warning, boom, you're done. See, that's where it is now. They don't care. The Supreme Court won't even follow the Constitution and hear the Texas case. They don't care. They're lawless. The illusion is gone. They have the agenda, and they're about to put the hammer to the nail. They don't care anymore. What are you going to do about it? You see? ATF now has this letter. They're going to have a lot harder time enforcing this. There is, you know, I talked to somebody that's involved. You ever seen these, Kev, you know, the 80% uppers, you can buy an AR-15. Yeah. It's basically 80% done. You can get the parts, yeah, and you can put it together, and it's unregistered, with no serial number. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. One of the major outfits that does that in Florida got raided over the last few days. Another one, I think, got raided also. And so without warning. You see, it was fine a month ago. It's been going on for years. Now, you see, well, you know, they'll never. What are you going to do about it?
That's right.
They don't care anymore. What are you going to do about it? American Family Association is pro-life. They want to get rid of all these abortion centers. They want people to choose life and be responsible and to honor life and creation. Well, you can't take any money anymore because we control it. What are you going to do about it? So they definitely lose all their money for however long it takes them, so they can't get donations or sell their products or whatever for December, which I'm sure is a big month for them. So now they're going to have to go to court. And these credit card processors, they don't care. They print money. The era of lawlessness, complete, obvious lawlessness, is in season with this Supreme Court decision. This Supreme Court decision signals to everybody that, yep, the Declaration of Independence don't make a damn to them. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, don't make a damn to them. That political and other agendas are more important. We'll see if this gets corrected. But from that moment, notice all these stories coming. De Blasio, we're redistributing wealth. The credit card company, you're pro-life? We're not going to process your money anymore. ATF, well, we're just going to make some of these pistols, you know, they're against the law now.
AR pistol is illegal now.
Yeah, it's illegal. And if you sell these uppers that you've been, you know, people have been selling for 100 years, you know, whatever, I don't know how many years, a lot of years, a lot of decades, well, we're just going to raid you. What do you do about it? You fight in court.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll put you out of business.
And so the responsibility, unfortunately, I've tried to prepare you for this. I've seen this. And I don't want to sound preachy. Maybe I do. I don't know. I've tried to prepare you for this. You could see it coming a mile away. If you wanted to see it. I don't want to see it. I've spent all the weekend shaking my head. This is terrible. Some good news from the Free Thought Project. Here's an article. Congressman introduces bill to end the civil asset forfeiture. This is, what's his name? Amish. What's his name? Jordan or Josh? Josh Amish has introduced this bill. Introduces bill to end civil asset forfeiture nationwide, allowing victims to be reimbursed. We got about a minute or so before the break. This phenomenon is known as policing for profit. In a press release, the congressman explained the need for such a bill. Federal, state, and local law enforcement use civil asset forfeiture to take billions of dollars in cash and property from private citizens each year without convicting the owners of any crime. Okay, if you have your Bill of Rights handy, it's on your refrigerator. That's against the Fourth Amendment. It's against the Fifth Amendment. It's against the First Amendment. And it's against probably the Ninth and Tenth Amendment for sure. All violations of it. All been going on for years. Well, we kill babies, so why can't we just take their property? They'll let us kill their baby. They'll let us take their unborn baby and have their parts and make vaccines out of them. Why? What are they going to do? What are you going to do about it? They've been doing this for a long time. Instead, the government brings a civil action against the property itself, alleging that the property is guilty of being connected to criminal activity and is until proven guilty. It's a violation of the Sixth Amendment. This allows the government to take property without needing... No, it doesn't allow. That's their excuse. They're still not allowed because the Constitution is the supreme law, isn't it? Does it matter to you? This is what happens when you go 50 years and you don't teach the Constitution to your children. So now you have 50-year-olds who don't even know this. I don't know why I know this. A miracle. My grandparents, my uncle, my grandmother, my father. If you knew my father's very stubborn. Very stubborn. Very stubborn. I guess I'm just too stubborn. You know my father. He's very stubborn.
Yeah, bingo.
This allows the government to take property without needing to charge the owner with crime, prove their guilt, or otherwise afford them all the rights of a criminal defendant. Often the government gains ownership automatically unless the owner files a claim. Well, it costs $30,000 to file with a lawyer to fight your $5,000 back. There's the music. We'll be right back. More on the other side. You are listening to the Power Hour. Uncle Kevin and I will continue. So good to be with you.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the Percocet for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Percocet, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Percocet, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's interesting to see the response of other countries to what's going on now and looking at America. I was watching a show on Netflix, and it was about Ireland, and it was back in time in the 90s. It was funny. President Clinton was coming to visit them and how excited they were because, you know, to help them have peace and freedom, which is ironic. But anyway, that's another story. But how they felt about the president of the United States and how other countries felt about the United States of America. It is the city, has been the city on the hill. It is the apple of the world's eye. It is the apple of the universe's eye. And we've been blessed beyond measure. We've been the head and not the tail, everything from Deuteronomy 28. And all that has turned. And now they're looking at us because they know that all the sustainable development, all the climate change resiliency has been impregnated into their system, and it is virtually impossible for them to get out of it, and most of them don't have guns anyway. So they're left to beg, and they're left to hope and pray that America can realize their position and take it again. A little disingenuous. I mean, why don't they do it in their own place? Because they're so overrun, they can't do it. Maybe America can do it. And it was just ironic looking at it. Was surreal in some ways looking at it and looking back on this country and what it means. And the people that have discredited our foundation, have discredited our morals, our convictions, our values. They are enemies. They are terrorists. They are destroyers. And they deserve no credit. They deserve to have no part of our culture. And they do not deserve to have their opinions matter at all. At all. And so for regular people, we need to make that distinction. I have a quote for you. This is Daniel Webster. Miracles do not cluster. That which has happened but once in 6,000 years cannot be expected to happen often. Such a government, once gone, might leave a void to be filled for ages with revolution and tumult, riot and despotism. It's Daniel Webster, son of Noah. One of our founding fathers, and right after the founding father era. Miracles do not cluster, ladies and gentlemen. It is the hedge. The Bill of Rights is the hedge. It is your protection. It is your covenant. It is the keystone of everything that you value in your life. Everything. I am not overstating it. I am not overstating it. For years, we have looked at these back to blue. I am so tired of hearing back the blue? Back them to do what? What does that mean? Does that mean every little thing that those monsters do is okay? You know, when they pull over grandma, she's got $15,000 in her glove compartment to bring to her grandson to pay for his college or buy him a car so he can go to college. And they take it because they want to, because they need a new squad car, because they get a certain percentage of that comes back to them so they can have the new bulletproof Kevlar vests, and they think that's okay, and the law allows them to do it. What do you call somebody like that? What value, what are they? And you say, well, hold, slow down. What do you mean slow down? What do you mean slow down? Police officers, I've been extremely critical and praiseworthy and praising of others, other sheriffs, other police officers who've been the opposite. I'll go either way. Whatever you do, you work for me. You follow the law. Look, I'll put you on a pedestal. My God, I'll revere you. You take money from grandma on her way to buy her son a new car to go to college? What am I supposed to think of you? This is what Congressman Amash says. Civil asset forfeiture is a due process violation. You think? And it always has been. Its history is riddled with injustices, not because it's a valid practice that gets misused. This is so powerful what he's saying. This is so powerful. But because its central premise, denying people their procedural rights, is inherently flawed. By ending it, my bill helps fulfill Congress's obligation to stop rights violations at both the state and federal level, and it ends a practice that contributes to the frayed relationship between law enforcement and the public. Whoa! This is fantastic, Congressman Amash.
We'll see how far it goes.
Well, anybody who goes against this, it tells you who they are. What we already know,
yeah,
who most of them are.
Absolutely, everybody.
No person shall be required under the laws of the United States to forfeit to the United States any property, real or personal, pursuant to a civil forfeiture proceeding, including a non-judicial civil forfeiture proceeding, the bill states. That would also go to, wouldn't that include also mortgages? Non-judicial foreclosures become illegal, which they are anyway.
They are, yeah, absolutely illegal. A sheriff or a cop can't come up to your door, knock on the door, and give you 30 days to come out. Where's your due process?
Does the Constitution mean something to us or not? Do we want to be free or not? This is the most unbelievable, this is the biggest blessing that has ever occurred to us. Because for once in a long time in this country, we are being directly asked the question by the universe. Do you, United States of America, do you want to be free or do you not? If you want to be free, you will be free. If you don't want to be free and don't care much, then you won't be. And the price of freedom is what? What did our founders say? The price of freedom is?
Eternal vigilance.
Eternal vigilance. The most quotable, the greatest, the most quotable president ever is Thomas Jefferson. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. The price of freedom is eternal.
Thomas Jefferson said if we lose our, the Constitution is going to take many, many generations and a lot of blood to get our freedom back.
Yes. I mean, several of them said similar things, but Thomas Jefferson is the most prominent. Adams said something similar. 100%. There is nothing in this world that is more valuable than that legal binding covenant that we have over this country. Nothing.
Yeah, we lose that, it's going to be Katie bar the door.
Well, people say, well, I got my Bible. Well, ask people in China about that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
yeah,
the Bible's not important. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Please don't misconstrue me. You're going to be, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I'm saying. You can't read the Bible in China right now.
No.
Why?
The powers that be will kick down your door and take your Bible.
Yeah. Some more stories here. CDC issues new guidelines, launches probe after thousands negatively affected following COVID-19 vaccination. Do you see the video, Kev, of the nurse getting her shot live?
Yeah, I saw that. Putting her fingers up to the head. Whoa, I'm dizzy. And a step and a half later, she's on the ground. Yeah, I see.
She passes out.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the first thing out of their mouth is, "Oh, she's prone to fainting." Yeah, right.
Prone to fainting by what?
Do these people think we are?
Well, even if she is something, what? She's prone to fainting if what? If she gets heat stroke, if she's triggered, if she's what? What makes her prone to fainting?
Yeah, getting stuck with
a nanoparticle with a bioengineering cocktail.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to read this quote. I said I was going to keep reading this like every day, and I keep forgetting. Rudolf Steiner, he was a writer. He was a philosopher. You know, all these people, Aldous Huxley, Bernard Shaw, he was from the Theosophic Society. That's a whole history on that. But anyway, talking about this vaccine, okay, let's listen to this quote. "In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. To materialistic doctors will be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, people are vaccinated against this disease or that disease, so in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subject to the madness of spiritual life." I'll just fast forward. So the vaccine becomes a kind of force. Man can no longer get rid of given materialistic feeling. He becomes materialistic of constitution and can no longer rise to the spiritual. If that doesn't shake you in where you stand, I don't know what will.
Yeah, and they give those kids hepatitis vaccines right after they're born. Insane.
Right after they're born. And, you know, and think about, somebody made the comparison. You know, think about where was the American Revolution born? It was born in churches, bars, and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Churches, bars, and restaurants. What is closed right now?
Very good analogy.
Not the strip club. Not Walmart. Churches, bars, and restaurants. Think about that. Twitter says it will remove all posts claiming vaccines can harm people, despite widespread reports of health workers having allergic reactions to the Pfizer shot. Twitter has declared they will remove all posts that suggest there are any adverse impacts or effects of receiving vaccinations. What have we told you? It says, watch the push. He says, you have seen nothing on this vaccination. You have seen nothing of the censorship. I told you the story if you haven't heard in a while. I helped my wife put together like a little one-page description, just some information about the COVID vaccine. I cut and pasted it, put it in the body of an email. Her email was up on the computer. Put it in the body of her email and they emailed it to herself. It came back, error, server will not accept this email. Will not send. Unacceptable. I thought, wow, that's weird. So I did a test email with no, you know, without the article. Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, went right through. The next day, I tried it again. Same thing. Hotmail, of course, is owned by Microsoft. This is the article by me sending to myself in an email, in the body of an email. It had some references, whatever. You know, what am I going to do about it? And say, well, don't use Hotmail. I get it. I did, you know, ironically, it did go through Gmail. I did end up sending it by Gmail. But then pretty soon you can't send it by Gmail. And they say, well, you know, use something else. And well, then what's next? And what's next? And what's next? And you end up playing the shell game. You end up being hunted and you begin to end up being pushed in the corner and all these issues. What are we going to do about it? This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is a crossroads. Trump, his presidency, this election. This is the backdrop. This is the poster child of this moment. Trump is the lightning rod. He is the, whatever word you want to put there. That is him. And this is the moment. What are you going to do about it? Austria and Switzerland to impose new COVID restrictions. Third coronavirus lockdown, more lockdowns. Tanzania, maybe we need to move to Tanzania. Tanzania chooses local herbs over vaccine. Tanzania has reportedly said it has no plans to import the COVID vaccines instead of pinning its hopes on research into local herbs. How about that?
Very good. Yeah, that sounds great.
How do you like that?
Yeah, I like it. Send some up here.
2020, the year we lost the plot. This piece is the first in a series of five articles publishing over the next couple of weeks looking at various aspects of the new COVIDian state in 2020. These pieces are due to be published on a conservative woman website. So there's a series of articles here. You can check this at the news at the Power Hour. Our government, along with governments around the world, will shortly announce the quarantining of whole populations for seasonal respiratory virus, which leaves 99.8 to 99.9 of those who get it in the land of the living. What is more, they will also announce a shutdown of the entire economy for months, and then when the epidemic is actually gone, will mandate that you cover the lower half of your face with a bit of cloth. This is another reason why Trump understands it's all about the economy right now. It's all about the economy because that's what people are going to latch to. That's what people are going to, you know, they want to feed themselves. They want to, you know, the whole thing. It's all about the economy, and this is a race. Can they kill it? Trump has to win.
Has to. It's lights out.
You know, either way, ladies and
gentlemen.
It's not
lights out. It's armed warfare.
Well, I'm not going to say that. It's the crossroads. And once you cross the Rubicon, you're in another world. It will be the crossroads. That's mark my words. Now, this could be good or bad. You know, maybe it's better that Biden gets in because then people will be pissed off quicker.
People wake up and, you know, storm Washington and throw him out. Maybe.
Do you know how dangerous it is to say this, ladies and gentlemen, even think these things and say it on air? And how much my uncle and I are risking our lives of bringing this information? I hope that you understand that. I'm not exaggerating. The UK has identified a new COVID-19 strain that spreads more quickly. Here's what they know. Basically, they said, well, it's a new strain. Where did it come from? Well, Brazil. How long has it been there? Well, I just 8 or 9. I don't know. Well, have you isolated? Have you done statistics? Have you done the? It's more virulent. It just is. Well, how do you know? We'll just take our word for it.
Yeah, we just created it last
year.
We
need to lock
in the lab back in the backyard.
Scientists, MPs ask, where is evidence of 70% more contagious mutant COVID? Where's the evidence?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Trying to get the hell out, quote unquote, from Zero Hedge. Emergency lockdown in London triggers mass exodus. Nigel Farage says, congratulations. You have, Boris Johnson, you've triggered the first exodus of London since 1939 when Germany was bombing London. Congratulations,
Boy, Boris Johnson turned out to be a dirtbag. Oh my gosh. That was Nigel Farage's.
We're riddled with them. Employers can now legally fire you for refusing the COVID vaccine, says the Equal Employment Opportunity Guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. I mean, people are going to, you know, what are you going to do about it? Again, what are you going to do about it? They don't care. You'll let them kill their babies. You'll put them out. And see, I've had people contact me, tell me, you know what they've told me? Daniel, worry about yourself. Just worry about your family. Quit doing the show. Just go, whatever. Just live your life. And just live a decent life in the next, you know, 6-8 years that we have, whatever, and just get prepared for whatever. Don't worry about it. Why are you trying to say, you know, it's kind of, this attitude, not quite, but this is somebody that I'm friendly with and we're friends. This is why you were worrying about it. You're holding up that banner and that red, white, and blue. Nobody wants to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Well, I don't operate that way.
Yeah, I don't think that way.
I don't think that way either.
Mm-mm.
I believe in God and I believe in you. And, maybe a lot of the things I've said will mean nothing to you today. Maybe they will in the future. Maybe you listen to these things. World Economic Forum, Digital Davos 2021. to reveal Great Reset Initiative. The World Economic Forum has revealed its Davos 2021 agenda, confirming the annual gathering of political and business elites. Next month will be a digital event heralding the public unveiling of its Great Reset Initiative.
Wow.
The time to rebuild trust and to make crucial choices is fast approaching as the need to reset priorities and the urgency to reform systems grows stronger around the world, quote unquote. What they're telling you is, the need the need to reset the priorities. Priority being in America has been the individual. Your connection and your endowment from your creator. They want to reset that. That has been the great priority of America. That is the great priority of America in our founding legal documents. We hold these truths to be self-evident that we are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is our legal, moral, historical priority in this country, if they care to follow it. So yeah, they want to reset that priority. And the urgency to reform systems grows stronger around the world. Global leaders come together to design a common recovery path and shape the Great Reset. This is their quote from the gosh darn website and their press releases.
Yeah.
This isn't me sitting in my basement making this up what they're going to do.
And they want to steal all our wealth. And that's going to be the Great Reset.
Andrew Yang, you remember who he is?
I remember.
He ran for president as a Democrat. He ran for president, got about 0.002% of the vote or whatever.
He got three votes.
That weren't his cousin, yeah. Anyway, I'm exaggerating. Is there a way for someone to easily show that they can be vaccinated, quote unquote? He calls for proof of vaccination barcodes. People on Twitter just eviscerated him. Where did you get that idea? 1930s Germany? And then they show a picture of somebody's arm with the tattoo with the number. That was IBM, ladies and gentlemen. That was IBM, by the way, that did that.
It was IBM.
The information control data systems of that, and it was Bayer turned into Bayer, but it's called IB Farben.
Bayer
IB Farben
gas.
Bayer created
nice
the Cyclone
gas
B.
That,
the Cyclone B gas in the camps, and mm-hmm. Bayer. It became Bayer, and now Bayer bought Monsanto, which is geoengineering the food and doing God knows what. Now the vaccines are geoengineering you. I mean, put that all together. Does that make sense? IBM, the data, the computers, Microsoft, all these things, these control systems. The question is hanging out there. Do what?
It's trouble in River City. You put all those together, it's trouble in River City.
McConnell says Congress has reached an agreement on COVID relief packages. We got a couple minutes. A lot of other stories at thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. McDonald's are putting cameras, sensors, and AI technology in their dumpsters to improve recycling efforts. Talk about sustainable development. Mass starvation looms.
Dumpster diving to get food.
Mass starvation looms as Yemen's currency nears historic freefall. Christmas star Jupiter and Saturn set to align in the night sky. That's tonight.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
Check that out tonight if you get a chance. Hopefully it's not cloudy. You can check that out. This hasn't happened like this in 800 years.
Because it's going to go down quickly.
There you go. So check that out. We have a couple minutes, Kev. You have about 30 seconds. Your thought to the audience, Christmas message or whatever.
You guys have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. That is my favorite time of the year, and I hope it's yours, and hope everybody has a blessed, blessed season.
What is the purpose of your life, ladies and gentlemen? Ask yourself that. Why did you think it was going to be any different? We look around, what did we expect to happen? And these things, I do not want them to overwhelm you, but at the same time, you got to know about them because they have to create a conviction, a fervor, a something to hold on to. And so it may be in the future, whatever, at least somebody will have told you these things. At least somebody will have told, kind of shined a light and a reflection, a mirror back on to our past so that we can carry through in our DNA, so we can enliven those elements of our DNA that happened one time in this country. I wish nothing but the best for you. Christmas means Christ's death. So we're celebrating Christ's death. Maybe we should call it Bio-Christ, the life of Christ. The life of Christ in each one of us. Let's let it enliven. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. And my God, I pray that you can be free as God intends you to be.
Absolutely.
And that is my wish. That is my gift for you. The Power Mall, the phone number on 24th, 25th will be closed. It'll be open all the rest of the time. Next week, they're taking a little break also. There's a great sale online if you want to go online. The number is open the next few days to order. Thank you for your support. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com. I love you. I wish you Merry Christmas. And I hope that all that we have done has meant something for you this year. And we'll see you soon. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you. Michael Rechtenwald on the other side.
Same here.
God bless you.
Merry Christmas to all. All a good night.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.